Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the All Nine Yards podcast. My name is Luke Lenner. I'm, of course, joined by Caleb Arthur, and we're here to pick and predict some games. But first, let's chat a little bit about the Thursday night game. We're recording this Friday evening, so Thursday night was, of course, last night. It was an ugly one, but an interesting game for both teams. Caleb, the Will Levis era is now 1-1 after starting 1-0. What did you make of Tennessee's performance in their loss to the Steelers?
You know, you put up 16 points and you lose. You know, it's never going to be a great feeling. But overall, I don't think you can be too upset with how Levis played. I think at this point in the season, I think all the fans really just want to see Levis progress throughout the season. That's really all this. That's really the only thing they're playing for at this point. And against a great pass rush, when obviously the Titans don't have a very good O-line, he was pretty poised. I mean, he was willing to sit in the pocket. He had a couple of nice throws while, you know, getting rushed under pressure. So, yeah, you know, he didn't have a touchdown pass and he did have a pick at the end of the game, but he kind of had to throw that one. So, you know, I think overall you have to be pretty happy with him. There's just not a lot else. I said, obviously, the O-line's not very good. The defense, especially the secondary, is not very good. And then the weaponry is just not very good. And then the play calling. You know, I feel like they just – he has obviously a rocket arm. Maybe he's a little bit raw at this point. Probably not the best decision maker as a rookie when that was, you know, one of his concerns coming in before the draft. But I still feel like when you have an arm like his, I feel like you – have to be a little bit more willing to open the playbook, do some downfield throws, because the short stuff just wasn't really working. But overall, you know, you can't be too upset with his performance. And I think at this point in the season for them, like I said, that's Levis is really all anybody cares about, and how he plays and how he progresses.
I agree. I think in terms of what I watched, I thought the Steelers' offense is still not great. I mean, Matt Canada being on the sideline helped for like a drive, and then they still kind of stunk. Caleb, I can't believe I'm very disappointed in you and me for drinking the Kool-Aid in the offseason and saying Kenny Pickett was good. Because we for we both maintained that like he wasn't actually that good. He was wildly overrated. He should not be drafted in the first round. And then we both thought the Steelers were going to be really good. And now that he sucks, we look like idiots, because we knew this the whole time. We just kind of bended our opinion. But he doesn't look good. He didn't look good for a second. He had a couple okay throws. But all in all, I mean, has he had an amazing game yet this year? I feel like he really hasn't. And the amount of times that this Steelers team is like just won just miraculously in like the last minute, not even because of like an incredible play, just like the way that the game breaks for them is just insane. I mean, it's Tomlin magic. There's nothing else about it. He's getting to 500 this year. I think you and I can both say that confidently.
Oh yeah.
But all in all, I don't think the Steelers are much of a threat. In fact, I'm more scared of the Titans in a big game than the Steelers, because Jeffrey Simmons is a game wrecker. Obviously TJ Watt is too. But if the Titans O-line gets a little bit healthier, they've got a guy with a much higher ceiling back there in Levis, who I'd be a little bit more scared of just going absolutely berserk and losing me a game if I was the other team. But you hope Treylon Burks is okay. It was really scary seeing to see him get carted off like that. I don't imagine he'll be back next week, but maybe he returns at some point in the season. But at the end of the day, what's really most important is his health. Moving on to the picks. We got a banger Germany game this week. Dolphins at Chiefs, 6-2 at 6-2. I mean, I'm saying at the games in Frankfurt. Chiefs are 1.5 point favorites. 9:30 a.m. game. Caleb, who do you think gets up for this one? Who do you think comes out on top?
Yeah, no, this is I mean, I like the international games because, you know, it's morning football. Mm-hmm. It's like football truly all day. But I'm trying to remember. I think this probably on paper is probably the best international game I can remember. But no, it's going to be a great game. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. Mm-hmm. Just because Mahomes has only lost back-to-back games once in his career. I just feel like the idea of the Chiefs losing back-to-back, I just can't really fathom it. Obviously, last week was a stinker. He was sick, I guess, but still, despite that, they should have played better. You can't lose to the Broncos like that, only put up 9 points against what's been a bad defense. But I just feel like that almost the fact that they lost that game makes me more confident in them for this week, because I just don't see them losing back-to-back. I think they're going to be super motivated, because if you lose this one, you know, then it's like you're a game back from the Dolphins without the tiebreaker. So it's like your chance at the one seed are not looking good.
Yeah.
You also have the Ravens there who are looking really good. You'd be game back from them. So I feel like in terms of seeding, this is a super important game. And I feel like they know they need to win this one. And then for the Dolphins, I mean, they have not beat a team. They do not have a single win over a team with the winning record, you know. And I know they're a good team. I know they're a good team. Their offense is great. But they have not shown that they are, like, a true Super Bowl contender, you know, coming off a nice big divisional win over the Patriots.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of what's like another game against a really good team who is going to be coming in flaming hot, you know, really motivated off of that loss to the Broncos.
Yep.
Personally, I just think this is a really bad spot for Miami going on and against the Chiefs team that feels like they really need to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
And combine that with the fact that the Dolphins, I mean, they just have not been good against great teams this year. So I got to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said. I think the Dolphins are a talented team. I would like for them to keep it very competitive against a good team, and they actually haven't done that at all this year. I don't think the Chargers are a good team, so I'm not counting that slightly. The Chiefs, meanwhile, like you said, they're fired up, they're motivated. I think there's a slight world where the Chiefs are like, no, we don't need to, or like, don't think they need to try because they're just so used to not having to try to get that one seed that maybe they don't really try too hard. But that's just really, I feel like that's reaching the more that I think about it. I think it's you got to be safe and smart here. You got to go with the better QB. I trust Andy Reid's play calling, honestly, a little bit more than Mike McDaniel's right now, especially on just such a weird travel week, you know, or early game. It's going to be kind of weird for both these teams. I'm going to go with the team with the higher floor. I'm going to go with Kansas City. They have the better QB. And I think that Mahomes is going to be fired up. He's shown that he's taken losses like that Broncos game personally in the past, and I think he does it again. So I think the Chiefs come out on top. I think they cover. I think they probably win by 2 touchdowns. I think we're going to get a very similar situation to the Eagles game where people come in thinking, hey, Dolphins could do something here, but then one of the true top teams really shuts them down. So I'm going with the Chiefs. You're going with the Chiefs. To the 1 o'clock slate now, we'll just get the really good game out of the way first, then we'll kind of clean up on the bad ones. But 1 o'clock, Seahawks at Ravens. Baltimore, 6-point favorite of, I think, still an incredibly slept on team in the Ravens. I think they're probably going to end up winning the AFC North this year. The Bengals just got off too slow of a start. The Seahawks, meanwhile, 5-2. I mean, they're proven last year wasn't much of a fluke. They have one pretty bad loss against LA, but other than that, I mean, their only other loss was the Bengals on the road, and it's a fine game to lose. They beat the Lions on the road, which is looking like a better win by the week. Beat the Panthers and the Giants, not saying much. Beat the Cardinals, not saying much. But they beat the Browns by 4 points last week, who've proven to be kind of stingy. So this is their first true test. I think the Bengals game was just a little weird, but I think this is a true test for this Ravens team. How can Geno Smith do against a good defense on the road? So who do you think comes out on top here, Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, this is another really good game, but again, I have to go with the Ravens. You know, they're at home here, and one of the big things, what, Lamar Jackson is, what, 16-1 against the NFC or something like that. I feel like, you know, you could say that's a little bit of a silly stat, but I really do think, like, when you just don't have that much experience playing him, his style, you know, it can be hard to adjust to. So the Ravens, like you said, I still think they're an underrated team. You could argue they've been the best team. I mean, the way they dominated the Lions obviously put everybody on notice. And they have a win over the Bengals. I know it was when the Bengals weren't playing very good, but whatever. Mm-hmm. They dominated the Browns in Cleveland, which is really hard to do with that defense. You know, lost to the Steelers, but they probably should have won that game. It was a lot of drops. So I think the Ravens have been playing outstanding football. You could argue Lamar should be the MVP right now. So
I think you really could.
He's been absolutely one of the best quarterbacks this season. And the Seahawks, I mean, you look and they have, you know, that Lions win, but it wasn't to the extent that the Ravens dominated them on. So it's like just a little bit lacking in the caliber wins. They're a playoff team. Don't get me wrong. They're a good team. But I just feel like the Ravens are the more complete team. You give me the much better quarterback here at home. And they're probably the hottest team in the league right now. I mean, they are playing outstanding football. So with all that, it's just really hard to see the Seahawks winning this game. It feels like a lot stacked against them. So I'm going to go with the safe pick in the Ravens.
I hear what you're saying. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think Lamar should be the MVP right now. I think Harbaugh is in coach of the year conversation. I picked Seattle preseason. I'm picking them again, Caleb. I just think I'm smelling upset here. I think the Ravens are going to be smelling themselves just a little bit too much. I mean, they had such a dominating win over the Lions 2 weeks ago. I think everybody is starting to say, you know, hey, Lamar, you're 16-1 against the NFC. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, you know, those Ravens team might be really good. And I think they're starting to listen to the noise a little bit. And I just think that there's always weird losses like this. Like, they lost to the Colts earlier in the season. They just have weird games. They should have beat the Cardinals by a lot more than they did last week. They didn't look good last week, Caleb. They didn't look great. And this is a Seahawks team that knows that they can come in and win these kind of games. They've done, like, they're winning the division right now, and they have what it takes to beat Ravens teams. If they run the ball well, if Geno Smith doesn't turn it over, and if the defense stays stingy, people forget they traded for Leonard Williams last week. This is a good D-line now. This is a defensive unit that can fly around. I mean, Devon Witherspoon is a dog. Tariq Woolen is still great. I mean, you're looking at a secondary that can do a lot against this kind of decimated Baltimore receiving core, and a tackling unit in linebackers and Witherspoon and a D-line that can do pretty well against this Baltimore running game. So obviously Todd Monken brings a lot to the table as this new OC, but I have pretty good faith in the Seattle's defense kind of showing up. I know it's kind of far away for them. I know that you can always put that. Maybe they start a little slow. Maybe they're down 10-3, 13-3 at halftime, but I trust this team to control time of possession, because you're going to win games against the Ravens by keeping the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands. And the Seahawks do that perfectly. They control the time of possession. They limit drives. And they do what you need to do to beat this Ravens team. So I'm going with Seattle. I know it's a bit of an upset, but I picked it preseason. I'm going to stick to my guns. But I think this should be a fantastic game. I'm looking forward to watching. We'll just kind of sweep and skim through the pretty boring games here. Cardinals, Browns in Cleveland. I'm picking the Browns. I don't think it's that obvious. I mean, I'm going to preface that by saying I'm picking the Browns if Kyler doesn't play. If Kyler plays, I'm actually going to pick the Cardinals. But with Deshaun Watson back, the Browns running game should be good as usual. I think their defense does pretty well against Clayton Tune in his likely first NFL start. But this all depends on if Kyler plays or not. If Kyler does play, I'm picking the Cardinals. But I'm just going on the fact that it doesn't. I'm picking the Browns. I think it's obvious they're 10-point favorites for a reason. They're at home. All that stuff. Caleb, who do you have winning this one?
Yeah, the Browns. If Kyler Murray plays, it's interesting. But from everything it sounds like, he has a really good chance of being back next week. But his chance of playing this week is really low. So I have to go with the Browns here. The Cardinals, they had that nice win over Dallas, but they've come back down to earth. It's pretty bad. And then the Browns, that defense against Clayton Tune, it's going to be an ugly game. So you just have to go Cleveland.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of signs pointing to a Browns win here. And, you know, pushing them to 5-3, keeping them scrapping in that division, you never know, man. The AFC North is good. I think the fact is...
It is the best division, for sure.
For sure. I mean, you've got two heavy hitters in the Ravens and the Bengals. You've got two teams in Cleveland and Pittsburgh that could really beat anyone on any given day. They've got good enough defenses and good enough coaches. But, yeah, it should be a good one. Speaking of good games, kind of sneaky good game here is the 3-4 Bucks at the 3-4 Texans. The Texans were kind of flying high, riding high, and now they lost to the Panthers on the road. A tough loss for them. Stroud probably played his worst game as a pro, and they lost by 2 points. That being said, the defense looked good again. They've got Baker Mayfield and the Bucks at home. This is a pretty big spot for them, Caleb. If they win, they can get to 4-4. They can kind of keep their nose stuck in that AFC wildcard race. Do you think they can come out on top here, or does Baker get another prove-it win for Tampa Bay and push them closer to the top of the division?
Yeah, this is probably the toughest game of the week for me to pick. I just think it's really, you know, you look, I think the Texans are a little bit better team, and they are home, so you'd want to pick them. But then I feel like Tampa, I mean, they're desperate, right? They've lost three straight games after starting 3-1. Yep. If they lose this one, it really feels like the wheels have fallen off. So, and then the Texans, you know, they obviously disappointing loss last week to the Panthers, but it feels like even if they win this one, like, are we really taking them seriously as a possible playoff team? I feel like not really. So I actually am going to go with Tampa here. I usually home team. Better team, I think a little bit better quarterback. That's usually always what I go with, but I'm going against it here. I think this is a desperate Tampa team against the Houston team that was playing a little bit over its head. I think they're obviously better than people expected before the season, but they played pretty bad last week against Carolina. And Tampa has a good defense that gets takeaways. Stroud, I mean, he's been really good at not turning it over, but I feel like he's bound at some point, as every rookie does, to have a game with a couple turnovers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's really mostly just, you know, Texans, I think, are coming back down to earth a little bit. And then this is Tampa team. I mean, this is desperate. I think this is a must-win game for them. And Baker, you know, backs against the wall in must-win games, he does pretty good. So I feel like they win this one. They know they need it to stay in that division race.
Yeah, I initially had the exact same pick as you. I was thinking, you know, Baker's going to prove it. Baker's going to get motivated to get up. And thought about it some more. And I'm actually going to go with Houston here. I'm not necessarily going with them because they're the home team. I'm going with them because I trust Stroud a lot to bounce back. And I also trust the defense to play really, really well. The Bucs defense has just been a little bit volatile this season, and they've let a couple teams that shouldn't be scoring as much score as much as they do. I mean, they've been holding teams low-ish, like, you know, mid-20s, under 20. But I just sometimes they've shown some signs where I think this Texans offense can maybe exploit them. I mean, the Bucs defense is pretty old. It doesn't move laterally that well. And this Texans offense, just like that Dolphins offense down the coast, is all built about speed, especially with Tank Dell coming out of the slot. I like him a lot in this matchup. And Nico Collins has obviously been a wonderful wideout for them. So I think that Stroud stays upright and clean enough in this game to make the throws he needs to make. And I think D'Amico Ryan's defense does enough against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs, who have not been able to run the ball very well. And I think that's something that's really catching up with them. We're seeing that catch up with them. They had that 3-1 start, and now they've lost some games, and it's because they haven't really been able to control time of possession very well, I think. Could they? They almost could have pulled off the upset last week against the Bills, but I think I can kind of just chalk that up to like some Thursday night weird vibes. So I'm going to go with Houston this one. I just think they're a slightly better team. I think they have the better coach. The QB, you could really toss it up, but I just think this is a better matchup for them than it is for Tampa Bay. 2-6 and 4-4 in train wreck against train wreck. We have the Bills at the Saints, New Orleans 8-point favorites. I'm just going to go quick here. I think the Saints win. I think we're seeing Tyson Bagent again under center. He had a fun little start the first time, but I'm not really sure he can keep the vibes going there. Derek Carr, I think we kind of saw them bottom out when they had that whole, when he had that dust up with Olave, but I think the offense is going to kind of get back into it. I have a little bit of faith in the Saints. Plus, they know that they're scrapping and fighting for a division. I mean, they scored 38 points last week in a big win against the Colts. They know they're fighting for this division. They're a lot more desperate for wins than the Bears are. Could Eberflus be coaching for his job? Yes. That being said, I have to go with the Saints here. I just think they're too talented and they care about this game too much to lose it. So I'm going with New Orleans, Caleb, who you have coming out on top.
Yeah, I have New Orleans home team, you know, Bears, you know, the backup quarterback who's a rookie. It's just not looking good. I think the Saints, hey, they scored 38 points last week, and don't look now, but their schedule now, it's you know, Falcons twice, Bucks, Rams, Giants.
You pulled this schedule. I know we're doing it. Beginning of the year.
I know, because we have an agenda here. I had them 11-6, and I think everyone was like, that looks really bad. I'm just saying, 38 points last week, and now it's a really, really easy rest of the season. Now one of the toughest games was the Vikings. Well, now Kirk Cousins is out. I'm just saying, keep an eye on the Saints. So yes, I'm picking them, and the agenda is not dead yet. It's not dead.
Few people love mediocre QBs like you, Caleb. Zach Wilson, Derek Carr. You can't get enough of those guys. But I mean, you're not wrong. They couldn't be dead. I don't have a lot of faith that their offensive output keeps up. Especially because, like, you know, Josh Dobbs is a fine QB. And dude, they got destroyed by Baker Mayfield at home like 4 weeks ago. Like, that's, they can't let that happen.
Hey, it's been getting a little bit better, the offense.
If they lose to the Vikings, and then they split with the Falcons, and then they beat, and then they lose to the Lions. So that's three losses. Now they have seven losses. They could very easily lose to the Rams on the road. Could they lose to the Bucks on the road? Absolutely. And all of a sudden we're looking at nine losses. Could that still win you the division? Yes, it could. For some stupid reason, the NFC South is the worst division to ever exist. But, you know, I don't know. I don't see it. Speaking of NFC South and being the worst division to ever exist, we have Josh Dobbs ball. Yes, he's on his, fourth team in the last year. He's going to start at QB for the Vikings, probably, or Jaren Hall's going to start. We're not really sure. But Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles. He's done, gone, and out. And so now the Vikings have this huge game on the road against Atlanta. If they want to continue this win streak, keep scrapping away in the wild card race. Meanwhile, the Falcons, after starting the season pretty strong, 2-0 start, they've kind of fallen back down to earth. They did beat the Texans. That was a nice win. They did beat the Bucks. That was a nice win. But, you know, they're not really getting what they want out of Ritter. They turned it over to Heinicke. He could give them a little bit of juice. And for that reason, I'm going to pick them at home with the Heinicke juice. He always juices you up for a couple games, and especially against a Vikings team that's going to be searching for its soul a little bit this week until they find it. I have the Falcons coming out on top. Caleb, who do you have winning this one?
Yeah, this is a tough one, but yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think the QB change, Heinicke. I mean, every time, you know, for a couple games, like you said, he's pretty good, and he was pretty all right, you know, in the second half against the Titans last week. So I feel like at home, a little bit better. Josh Dobbs, Jaren Hall, doesn't really matter. I feel like, I don't know, the Vikings, it's really tough because they were starting to kind of play better. And honestly, I thought they were in the driver's seat for the seventh seed after last week because it was just, they were the best roster for sure. But now after that, it's just not looking good without Kirk Cousins. So I think you have to take the Falcons here.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm honestly higher on the Josh Dobbs led Vikings than most people, I think. But I think at least in this week, I have to go with the Falcons. It just seems like it's too good of a spot for them. They're a high floor team. This is a high floor situation. Going to go with Atlanta. Other 1 o'clock games to blow through here. I mean, we just got one more. Two more. Just kidding. Rams at Packers. Caleb. Oh, dude, the Jared Love agenda was like thriving for like 2 weeks. And it has just, the wheels have fallen off the bus. I mean, this Packers team, how many games have they lost in a row? Four? They've lost four games in a row. I mean, they've scored 20, 13, 17, and 10 points. The offense does not have a lot of momentum right now. Yet, somehow, they're three-point favorites at home against a Rams team that also got blown out last week. I mean, this is just, I think this is a must-win game for both these teams. So, who do you have coming out on top?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I had the Packers going like 7-10, and people, you know, thought that was a little bit harsh. Yeah, I might even have been a little bit too nice.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're going to get 7 wins at this point. Jordan Love not looking very good, but I'm going to pick him here because the line tells me Stafford is probably out. Obviously, hurt his thumb last week. He's been questionable.
Yeah.
So the line is telling me that he's probably not going to play. So I don't even know. I think their backup's Brett Rypien or something. So
yeah,
it's not looking great there. They are at home. And like you said, they've lost 4 in a row. So I think they're bound eventually. They got to win one. Jordan Love, you know, should be a little bit better, get a little bit better throughout the season against the Rams defense. It's not that great. So this is going to be a pretty ugly game. If Stafford plays, probably go with the Rams. But in Lambeau, I will take Packers here with no confidence.
Yeah, I too will be taking the Packers with no confidence. I had a lot of confidence in them beginning of the season. Jordan Love not turning into the guy I thought he would be. Aaron Jones not the guy. I thought I was one of the big reasons I thought they were going to be good is I thought Love was in a fantastic situation with a great running game. The running game has stunk all year. They can't get anything going with Jones and Dylan. I mean, Jones can't really stay healthy. Dylan can't really be efficient. It's kind of a tough scene for them, but I think it being in Lambeau and cold, this Rams team, I feel like the Rams have gone to Lambeau like 3 or 4 years in a row and have not won. So I'm going to go with Green Bay. I just think they're the better team in this situation. In the situation, I want to specify, because I think if you put them both on paper next to each other, I'd probably pick the Rams. But in Lambeau, cold weather, no Stafford, I'm going to go with the Packers. I just think they'll come out on top here. One more 1 p.m. game to address. We've got the Commanders at the Patriots. Commanders completely punted on the season last week. They traded Chase Young and Montez Sweat, kind of not even getting great return back for them. Sam Howell's been sacked a lot and has only played really well against the Eagles, but yet could the Commanders win this game, Caleb, or do you think Bill Belichick stays inevitable against young QBs?
Yeah, I have to go with the Patriots. I mean, I thought, you know, like you said, the Commanders kind of just punted on the season. I think everybody thought Sweat, Young, they were going to trade one of them.
Yeah,
but both of them, I don't think anyone saw coming. That was kind of a weird move for me. So, I don't know. But Patriots at home, like you said, Sam Howell, young quarterback, just does not do that well against Bill Belichick. Obviously, the O-line in Washington is pretty bad. And then Sam Howell holds on to the ball pretty long, which doesn't help the cause. So, I feel like he's going to have a really rough game. That's just kind of the vibe I get. They've been a really inconsistent team. They, you know, they've played the Eagles. They lost both times. Both times they played the Eagles, they played really well. But then they also have games like putting up 7 against the Giants in a loss and getting blown out by the Bears. So I feel like this is just such an inconsistent team. And coming off a good performance last week, I just don't think Sam Howell will have a very good game. So it's going to be another ugly game. Probably won't watch this at all. But, you know, I will go with the Patriots here because that's what history tells me to do.
I'm going to agree with you completely. Again, I do not have any either dog in this fight. I just think that we've seen the signs of Belichick just dominating young QBs. He can't do it to Tua for some reason, but he can do it to everyone else in terms of when you're a first or a second year QB. And Howell already is not great under pressure. He's gotten sacked a ton. And I think Belichick knows that and will key in on that like crazy. And so I think we just see a classic, especially if this game is in New England, which I think it is. Yeah, it is in New England. We're going to see a classic 13-6 Belichick win. Like that's what we're going to see here. I think the Patriots come out on top. I think it's a pretty, pretty good game. 405, which is we've only got one of them. Colts at Panthers. 3-5 against 1-6, Caleb. The Colts have no really juice left in their season after Anthony Richardson got hurt. Gardner Minshew has been fine. I mean, they're putting up points. They just can't really get stops. Meanwhile, the Panthers, you know, won their first game last week. What do we think comes out? Who do you think comes out on top here?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the slight upset here. I'm going to go with Carolina. They got their first win last week. And that's good to get that monkey out their back. And I feel like, you know, right, Frank Reich revenge game, you know, maybe, you know, it's in Carolina, so they got that. And I feel like he's gonna want to beat the team that fired him. So Bryce Young, obviously, as a rookie, is starting to get a little bit better. He had a pretty good game last week against the Texans. So he's starting to show promise. And I just feel like this is the Panthers team that I kind of expected would get a little bit better as the season went on. I don't think they're the 7-win team I projected them to be, but I do feel like we're seeing improvement, and I feel like this is a really good spot for them at home against the Colts team that just doesn't really have anything to play for. So I'm going to go another confidence-boosting win for Carolina.
I kind of like that pick. You know, I was leaning towards that, and I thought about it, and I'm boring, and I'm mad at myself. I'm picking the Colts. I just trust Minshew a little bit more. Honestly, I think Steichen will do a pretty good job. Could the Panthers defense play well like it's been playing well? Yeah. I just trust Steichen kind of maybe more than Reich in this situation to call good plays. And I think Minshew is putting up enough points at QB that I think the Colts can come out on top, hold the Panthers to like not enough points to win. So I'm going to go with Indianapolis. I'm mad because I feel like that's kind of boring, but that's just what I'm going to go with. 2 4-25 games. We'll go with the good one first. We've got the Cowboys at the Eagles, a huge divisional game, because if the Cowboys win, they're suddenly in the lead in the division, which would be crazy. Just after everything that's happened. I mean, they had a nice blowout win last week. The Eagles, meanwhile, steamrolling through the schedule outside of a weird Jets loss. Hurts is in fact hurt. He's hobbling around with a knee injury, but he's going to play. I will be in attendance. I think this should be a good game, but I don't really know. I want to hear who you pick first before I reveal my decision. Who do you think comes out on top here, Caleb?
Yeah, I will go Philly here. I think this is just one of those ones I believe, you know, this season we both had them splitting. I think this is like they always split. This just feels like they're always the old tale. You know, you have two teams in the division splitting, you're going to go with the home team. So,
yeah.
I am going to go with Philly here. I think they're playing really well. They played really well the past 2 weeks. Hurts, after that Jets loss, has played better. So I think they're finally, you know, they missed Steichen a little bit. I think they're starting to adjust. They look good now. And then the Cowboys, I don't know. I mean, they're a pretty inconsistent team. Every time they've had like a great blowout win, they have come out the next week and not played very well. So I just feel like they're kind of an up and down team. And I think, you know, coming off of a blowout win against the Rams, will they play great? Can they play another great game on the road against Philly? I just don't know. I feel like their pass rush against the Philly O-line, that's usually their biggest strength. And I feel like the O-line will kind of make it, you know, not as meaningful. And then, you know, hate to say this, AJ Brown has just been so good.
Yeah, he's been great.
I wish I still had him. It's tough, but he has been fantastic. So I feel like the Eagles just match up pretty well in this spot at home. You know, the crowd is going to be insane. So I just don't know if the Cowboys can, coming off last week's great game, have another elite game on the road against a great team like Philly.
Yeah, I for the literally like for multiple days this week, I was like, I'm gonna come on the podcast, I'm gonna pick Dallas. I'm gonna come on the podcast, I'm gonna pick Dallas. And then I thought about it some more, and even with Hurts hurt, I just trust that Eagles defense too much. And even with Desai not being the best play caller, when enough guys in that unit are healthy, they shut people down, especially in a Lincoln Financial Field that's going to be rocking. That's hard for people to come in and win in. I mean, Eagles, when was the last time the Eagles, I think the last time the Eagles lost a home game was the Saints last year, and Hurts didn't even play. So last time they lost a home game that Hurts played in was the Commanders last year, which is like about this time last year, which I think is impressive. Like they just don't win, they just don't lose in that building very often. So I'm going to pick the Eagles. Even with Hurts hurt, I think their floor is a little bit higher. And I just think in that building, it's going to be hard for me to pick them to lose. So I'm going with them. But we have a pretty interesting game also at 425. Interesting for people who like watching kind of disaster movies. But Brian Daboll and the 2-6 Giants starting Tommy DeVito at quarterback, Syracuse legend. When I tell you he is like the first ever, one of the first ever Luke Lendler agenda guys, I mean it. He came in and he won Syracuse game against UNC when I was like in seventh grade. And I was like, this is the guy. He's the future. I thought he was going to be first round pick. Turns out he just kind of sucks. But he's going to start with the Giants, which is pretty funny. And they're playing the Raiders, who just fired Josh McDaniels, which you and I both have been calling for a long time. So who do you think comes out on top here?
Yeah, I mean, this was what this that was a disastrous hire. I think everybody said it was a bad hire at the start. I don't know what they were thinking there, but that's actually why I'm going to go with the Raiders. I feel like every time a coach gets fired, it's like the first at least couple games, it's like they play motivated, they play better. Sounds like the locker room, the players are pretty happy that he's gone. So I feel like they're going to come out at home against just a Giants team that is just not very good. And I think they're going to play pretty motivated. They benched Jimmy G. You know, Aiden O'Connell, he's not – I don't think he's going to be great, but there's not a lot of film on him. Yeah. I think he looks pretty okay in his start against the Chargers. So I feel like he'll play okay, but it's really just a thing where, you know, when coaches get fired, it always feels like that team comes out the next game and plays really well, really motivated. So I actually expect a pretty good game for the Raiders here. Yeah, I think you'll have to take Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to take Vegas too, and I'm higher on O'Connell more than most people. I saw him play in college, thought he was pretty good. He spreads the ball around well, he hits his targets well, he does what he needs to do to get the ball down the field, at least he did in college, and so I think he can do enough of it in the pros with such a talented wide receiver in Devontae Adams, who's suddenly happy the second they fire Josh McDaniels. Coincidence? Caleb, dude, people should really freaking hire us, dude. We would never have hired Josh McDaniels as our head coach if we ran a team. Because we're smart and we like use common sense when making decisions. So I agree. I'm taking the Raiders. I think they're gonna be all kinds of juiced up. I mean, we saw the Colts won a game with Jeff Saturday because they fired a bad head coach last year. Like it's just like that kind of thing, it just fires up a team. They'll win the next game almost every time, it feels like, especially against a Giants team that's starting Tommy friggin' DeVito. I love him to death, but he is not an NFL QB. Their defense, they just traded Leonard Williams. I don't think their defense is going to be fired up either. In Vegas, I've got to give the edge to the Raiders because I just think this is a much better situation for them. Sunday night, Caleb, we've got a banger. We've got the Bills at the Bengals. Oh, yeah. Two teams. A couple of interesting games last year. One of them wasn't finished. One of them was, and it was a dominating Bengals playoff win. I think the Bills, you know, before they lost in the AFC Championship game last year, the Bengals really had, like, I feel like they had the label of, like, having everyone's number. They could always beat the good teams. But they lost to that Chiefs team, and now they've lost to the Ravens so far this year. They're kind of starting to get it back. Huge win last week, inspired by some Ludini, inspired by some Joe Shiesty getting back to himself. Now they're 4-3. The Bills are 5-3. Bengals are 2.5-point favorites. It feels like a lot of people are picking Cincinnati in this one, Caleb. Are you going to zag or are you going to take the home team?
You know, it's hard because, you know, coming off last year, you know, the dominating one, you think the Bills would want to get him back. But I have to go with Cincy here. I think they're
– yeah.
At this point, I trust them a little bit more. I mean, at home, Joe Burrow, I mean, he has played really well against the 49ers. It was a – it's a great performance that bye week. I think did him really good. I think he's mostly healthy at this point. And then the Bills, you know, they're a good team. I know that, but it's still, you know, they weren't super impressive last week against Tampa. I don't know. They're another team that it's kind of like when they're playing top teams, I don't know how much I trust them. And they just have not played well against Cincy in the past. So I don't know. I mean, obviously the Bills could go crazy. Josh Allen could go crazy and they could win by two touchdowns. But I think in the spot, I honestly trust Joe Burrow a little bit more in big games like this. And he looks fully healthy. So I do trust Cincy just a little bit more because I think they're really getting back on track.
I agree. I'm taking the Bengals, Caleb. I had the Bengals picked to win this game preseason. I haven't picked to win this game again. I think it's going to be, I think people are kind of slapping a high scoring label in this game. This is going to be ugly and close. I think the Bengals win 20 to 17, 20 to 16. We're going to see Lou Anarumo get his bag once again because he just does that against good QBs. Does he drop stinkers against bad QBs? Yes. But as a defensive coordinator, he shows up when the other QB is good. And so Josh Allen just on the road this year, Josh Allen's stats are terrible. Just awful. He has not played well on the road this year at all. He's got almost more interceptions than touchdowns. His QBR is really, really bad. I think it's in the 50s or the 60s. It's not great. And Bengals are favored for a reason. I think the crowd is going to be rocking. The jungle's going to be rocking. Like, this is Bengals had a bye week, beat the Niners. You know, they got good again, the confidence back, and now they return home. You best believe that place is going to be loud, electric. And I think they're going to come out on top with a big win. It's not even like they're not even looking ahead. I mean, next week, if they've got the Texans, I smell trap game on that one. They could lose that game. But I think as of right now, they are focused solely on this Bills game. And so I think they're going to come out swinging, come out firing. And people forget, before the DeMar Hamlin thing last year, the Bengals were up 14-0 and had the ball to go up 21-0 when it happened. Like, they were driving into Buffalo territory. So they probably would have beaten the Bills twice in a calendar year. They could do it again. And they could do it again this year. And I think they will. So I'm going to go with the Bengals on Sunday Night Football. Should be a good game, but I think that they'll come out on top in a close one. Speaking of good games, not Monday Night Football. We've got the 3-4 Chargers, which is just Justin Herbert slinging the ball around, praying for wins against the Zach Wilson-led Jets, who are 4-3. And, you know, this was occurring to me. I'm just going to make this point. I feel like if you looked at the Jets' schedule before the season and you picked out games, you probably would have them at 4-3 at this spot. You probably would have had them losing to the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. But they beat the Eagles, but they lost to the Patriots. So it's kind of like, I don't know, just saying. I don't think the Jets are like that much worse record-wise right now than we'd expect them to be. But then again, Zach Wilson is their quarterback, so not sure how that bodes in the future. But 3-4 against 4-3. The Chargers are favored by 3.5, which feels high, but I guess kind of makes sense if the Chargers have enough offensive firepower. So who do you think comes out on top in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers because I think, Justin Herbert's just a way better quarterback. And I think the Chargers, I know they're not a great team, but I look at their schedule. They've had a tough schedule so far. And I look at the rest of their schedule. It's easy. I think they're very much in the playoff race. But if they want to continue to be alive in the playoff race, they really need this one. So
Yeah.
I could absolutely see the Jets having a great defensive game and Zach Wilson on the Chargers defense doing making a couple nice throws and
Yep.
it being an ugly 17-16 Jets win in New York. I could see that, but I'm gonna trust Herbert here as the much better QB, and I'm gonna trust the Chargers team. This is a must-win game. So usually good quarterbacks in must-win games. I'm gonna trust them. Jets, I mean, they probably shouldn't even have won last week, so it was a good win, but it was pretty
Yeah.
lucky win there. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I just feel like Chargers, they're still, despite being a game worse record wise, they're a better team and the better quarterback. So, I trust them. But if they lose, it could be really bad for Brandon Staley. But yeah, but I'll trust them here. Ton of confidence, but I'll
Yeah, I'm not confident in either team if I'd pick them in the situation, but I am gonna go with the Chargers. I just think this is a must-win desperation game for both teams. And so I think Staley, and not even Staley, I just think Herbert turns it up just enough for the Chargers to win this game. I think they're gonna have most of their receiving core healthy, which is good. I obviously I don't think the Jets are missing anyone too big, but like you said, there is totally a world where we get a 17-16 Jets win. But I think just for now, just based on the desperation levels of this game, I'm gonna go with the better QB. I think the Chargers win in New York. But that's gonna do it for this episode of the All Nine Yards podcast. For my co-host, Caleb Arthur, I am Luke Lenner. We had a great time picking and chatting ball.